Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now that we have established that the Prophet has appointed 12 leaders after him to continue the mission he had started, let's remind ourselves what that mission was and some of the characteristics these leaders would need to have in order to carry out this task. We can categorize the entire mission in 5 important tasks. Firstly, teaching and protecting the religion. Secondly, doing tarbiyah of the people, which means helping them out in their journey to Allah. Third, social and political leadership to establish a just and successful divine government. Number 4, leaving no excuses for anyone to say that there was no guidance made available from Allah's side. And finally, being the intermediary of Allah's abundant blessings and guidance. For these 5 tasks to be performed without failure, the Prophet and his successors require firstly to have complete divine knowledge of the religion through a means other than the normal means of acquiring religious knowledge, because we have established that the normal methods aren't sufficient for this purpose. Secondly, they require infallibility, or not making mistakes, in explaining the religion as well as in acting on their duties towards Allah. In other words, they need to have absolutely submitted to Allah's will in all His commands. Thirdly, they require bravery in carrying out these responsibilities despite all the challenges in the way. And fourth, they need to have achieved human perfection themselves if they are to take the hands of others and show them the way. This is in fact the other side of the coin of having knowledge and infallibility, since human perfection is directly tied to absolute submission and obedience to Allah. We elaborated on all of this through logical argumentation, looking at a hadith, bouncing it off the Quran, and finally confirming our understanding with that of the early scholars. You'll find the points of this recap explained in detail in session 9, so make sure to watch the full video.